Welcome to the Practical NLP Podcast with me, Andy Smith. This week's big news is that the Practical NLP Podcast now has its own website at nlppod.com. It also has its own newsletter, so you can be informed of new episodes as soon as they become available, as well as getting practical NLP tips direct to your inbox. Now, all the web marketing gurus advise giving people a reward for signing up to your newsletter, so I'm experimenting with that. So currently, when you sign up for the Practical NLP newsletter at nlppod.com, you'll get an audio course about how to use NLP principles to improve your life and work absolutely free. This week's podcast is about what works and what doesn't work in motivation strategies. People are motivated either towards something they like or away from something they don't like. Towards, away from, or mixed strategies can all work. Away from motivation is undirected. Away, after all, can be any direction. Plus, it runs out quickly, as soon as you get far enough away from what you're escaping. So for an away from motivation strategy to get the job done, it needs to be focused around the negative consequences of not completing, like not wanting to look foolish by not achieving the goal, rather than just getting away from the starting point. Away from motivation is inevitably stressful because you're carrying around your mental image of what you want to get away from or what you want to avoid. If you have a mixed strategy, away from motivation can be great for giving you the kick you need to get going, but it should be followed by towards in order to carry through to completion. If you're changing a motivation strategy, always do an ecology check before removing away from elements, as there are some things that people should move away from. Here's an example of a motivation strategy that doesn't work very well. It's a typical young man living alone strategy for getting the washing up done. Visual external, seeing the dirty dishes, followed by AD, saying, I really should do the washing up, followed by visual construct of the slog of actually doing the washing up, followed by a negative feeling, negative K, in this case boredom, followed by more AD, forget it, I'll leave it till later. And exit the strategy. This loops round each time he sees the dirty washing building up, leaving a residual negative kinesthetic of guilt. The only way the loop breaks out is by some external event. Maybe a girl he wants to impress is coming round, or it builds up to the point where there are flies buzzing around the washing and he feels compelled to do something about it. Notice that this strategy takes quite a lot of energy to implement. He gets to feel guilty about the washing building up, and he's giving himself a hard time with the internal dialogue. Most of the time, the actual dishes don't get done. Here's an alternative strategy that works better. Visual construct of the dishes cleaned and put away, followed by auditory digital. Won't it be nice when the kitchen is clean and tidy? Followed by a positive K, positive feeling, and just do the washing up on the back of that feeling. It takes less energy and the dishes are always clean. Notice that the second strategy focuses on the end result and its benefits rather than the slog of doing it. It also avoids modal operators of necessity in the auditory digital stage, so it doesn't cause negative feeling. One other thing that can cause problems in a motivation strategy is feeling overwhelmed by the size of the task and therefore not getting started. The key here is to chunk down the task into smaller steps. In fact, a good way to overcome inertia is to chunk right down into ridiculously small steps. I had a coaching client once who had got out of the habit of exercise. She loved swimming, and when she was swimming regularly, she felt great. But she'd just got out of the habit, and after 6 months she'd settled into a new equilibrium of low energy, no exercise, and eating too much. The swimming pool was on her way home from work, but she just never got round to going. So I asked her if she could pack her swimming stuff into a bag. Yes, she could. And put it in the car. Yes, she could do that too. And next time she set off from work, could she park at the swimming pool on her way home? That was it. That was all I asked her to do. Is that something she could do? Yes, it was. So next week when she phoned, I asked her, did you park in the swimming pool car park? Yes, I did, she said. And not only that, I've been swimming 3 times this week. So we chunked down the action so that the first step was ridiculously easy. And once she parked there, well, she was in the swimming pool car park. She had her swimming stuff. What else would she do but go swimming? It was the easiest thing to do. This is something that traditional motivational speakers don't tell you. They say you have to get motivated and then take action. In real life, motivation follows action. Once you've started, you feel more motivated to go on. So the best way to overcome overwhelm or just inertia is to chunk the first step down until it's ridiculously small and then do it. Chances are that you'll then go on and do the next step and the next. The time management expert Mark Forster calls this the "I'll just get the file out" technique. If you've been putting off doing something unpleasant like filling in your tax return, just get the file out with the information you'll need to do it. That's all, just get the file out. You'll probably take the next step, and even if you don't, you've just made it more likely that you'll take it out again tomorrow and do something with it. So, what have you been putting off that you can chunk down to get started? That's it for this week's podcast. Remember to get your free practical NLP audio course by signing up for the newsletter at nlppod.com, where you can also buy back issues of the podcast and other great NLP knowledge products. See you next time.